In Baghdad, many parts of the city are enjoying a period of relative calm after years of terrorist attacks and sectarian violence. But improved security has a price. For many Iraqis, life is now circumscribed by concrete walls, checkpoints, and armed guards. The security measures hamper the economic revival that U.S. officials hope will finally bring stability. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from one Baghdad neighborhood where the U.S. military is experimenting with ways to open up the walls.
Business is brisk in Dura Market, the economic centerpiece of a mostly Sunni Arab neighborhood in southern Baghdad. Vendors hawk white potatoes at about 30 cents a kilo, and okra whose quality is said to be like gold. Omar Hussein is a produce merchant whose conversation is constantly interrupted by transactions with customers. A customer asks if the cucumbers are good. Hussein says if the man finds one bad one, he can bring them all back for a refund. The 25-year-old vendor says he'd like to expand his business, but the tight security is holding him back.
I can't develop because of the security situation. The market closes early now, and these concrete walls are hurting us too.
Behind Hussein's stall, the cross streets are blocked off by 14-foot-high concrete barriers emplaced by the U.S. Army. He says neighborhood customers have to go a long way around to get to the market. As he speaks, a U.S. Army foot patrol moves through the market, followed by Humvees and towering armored trucks. Aside from pestering children, no one pays them much attention. That's fine with Justin Chibalko, the platoon leader who heads this patrol. The unit that preceded Chibalko's 2-4 infantry brigade had to fight hard to take this neighborhood back from Al-Qaeda insurgents. Today, the first lieutenant is more occupied with day-to-day security matters, like this meeting with a local Sons of Iraq leader to discuss security at a bank.
We did a security assessment with the National Police the other day, and the bank seems to be doing well, but there are cameras that they have that they run. Well, they don't work when the power's off.
Yes. Chibalko's unit is proud that 3 banks have opened in Dura in the past few months. He tells the Sons of Iraq leader, Ibrahim Hamdan, that he'll try to get fuel for a generator so the bank's security cameras will work 24 hours a day. The Sons of Iraq, or SOI, is the military's name for local watch groups that are paid and trained by the U.S. Army. In Dura, the Sons of Iraq are Sunnis, recruited from the local population. Part of Chibalko's job is to see to it that they work well with the National Police, who are mostly Shiite, once regarded with deep hostility by the locals. While Chibalko meets with the commander, a Sons of Iraq guard brings in a metal cylinder wrapped in tape, possibly a detonator for roadside bombs. Members of the platoon go up to the rooftop to examine it.
Let's move on out in case this thing goes off. Tell them to keep everybody downstairs. I got the bomb guys coming.
The soldier's day is made up of incidents that are more like police work than war fighting. That's why Chibalko's unit is eager to get Iraqi police trained to take over the job. Back in the market, merchant Hamad Daoud says things really are improving.
Security is getting better because the relationships are getting better among the people, the police, the Iraqi army, and the U.S. army.
Daoud says he owns several shops in the market and that he too is hampered by the security walls. He gestures toward another blocked street near the end of the market.
I'm not asking to open all the roads, but they should open at least one way for pedestrians, or maybe entrances, so carts can bring in the groceries and goods we sell.
Lieutenant Colonel Tim Watson, the commander of the 2-4 Infantry, says there are plans to do just that.
You know, what you saw in the market is it's kind of got as far as it can get, and now we got a pretty large product to really shape roads and parking and blast burrs, because whatever security conditions we create need to be pretty enduring.
On the other side of the blast wall that surrounds Dura Market, there's clearly some confidence that the Americans' plan will take shape soon. Restaurant and shop owners are cleaning and painting formerly shuttered businesses in anticipation that customers will be spilling from the main part of the market into their streets. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.